Lloydminster and area have been hit with a massive snowfall. Officials are warning people to bundle up and keep warm.
Looking to stay warm this winter? Welcome to the warmth of sheepskin.
Looking for warmth? Looking for softness? Looking for comfort? We have ideas for you and your whole family. Visit Sheepskin Loft for friendly service, unique gifts, and natural footwear.
Sheepskin Loft, because we care.
Shop in-store or online, sheepskinloft.com.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
November 26, one night only, the toughest sport on dirt returns to Lloydminster.
The PBR Winter Classic.
The best 8 seconds in sports. Don't miss out on the night of thrills and excitement, followed by the PBR Cabaret. The PBR Winter Classic returns to Lloydminster November 26, presented by Scorpion Oilfield, 3D bull riding, and the Lloydminster Exhibition. Buy your tickets now, online at lloydex.com or 306-825-5571.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Well, we are back at the Lloyd Mall, and it is great to be back at the Lloyd Mall for Black Friday here and the great deals that they've got going on here at the mall. We'll tell you all about those in just a moment. I want to introduce you to Vera Gallant. Debbie Schultz is the president of the Kiwanis Club. We're going to talk to them in just a few minutes about the Kiwanis Park light-up event that's happening on Sunday. And back at the new Lloydminster Nissan, of course, it's Black Friday, too. And Black Friday means we can get you a trip to Las Vegas, save you money on your vehicle, plus turn your Modo into a bigger down payment. Take your $500 and turn that into $1,000. And yes, thank you so much to the Lloyd Mall for having us out again. We were here last Thursday, and the hospitality at the Lloyd Mall shows us is unbelievable. So thank you to Lloyd Mall for having us here. Black Friday on now at the Lloyd Mall means that you save throughout the mall, but you can also save on your gift cards because they're going to add an extra 10% to those gift cards. So when you purchase $100 in Lloyd Mall gift cards, you're actually going to get $110 in Lloyd Mall gift cards. $200, $220, all the way up to $1,000 for Lloyd Mall gift cards. So you can stop in and see the admin staff here right beside Urban Planet here at the Lloyd Mall. That Lloyd Mall here open till 8 o'clock tonight. And talk about great deals. We can start with Urban Planet if you like. They have some terrific deals going on right now. Black Friday means everything is up to 70% off. Quark's shoes. How popular are UGG boots? Well, listen to these deals. Everything in the store they've got on sale, like they've been dreaming of this and the best prices for a long time and helping you out, and you've been dreaming of it as well. So here it is, take 20% off on regular price items, 15% on all regular price UGG boots, and up to 75% off on sale items. Ricky's Black Friday means 40% off everything. Sangster's Black Friday, Sangster's vitamins 20% off, vitamins 15% off, protein 15% off, cosmetics 10% off. That is one day. That is today only. And yes, the mall is open until 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow 10 to 6, and Saturday noon to 5. Many of the deals are actually going on throughout the entire weekend as well. Lake Eclipse has their Black Friday happening, 20% off everything, 30% off all jeans, and that goes throughout the entire weekend. Well, it is going to be a busy few days here in Lloydminster. It really starts tonight The Coca-Cola holiday truck is going to be at the Lloydminster and District Co-op today. They're going to be there this afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30. And Santa is going to be there for pictures. And you can also drop off letters to Santa as well. Tomorrow night, the PBR Winter Classic is coming to the Lloydminster Exhibition. Tickets are available on the LloydX website, www.lloydex. Those tickets are for 5 o'clock. And they also have the cabaret that follows the bull riding. We're looking forward to Santa's arrival in downtown Lloydminster for Here Comes Santa Claus, another free day of events that are focused around the Christmas season. December the 3rd, the 15th annual Here Comes Santa Claus, and it kicks off with a pancake breakfast. There's a wiener roast. Oh, you can find all the details for Here Comes Santa Claus, including Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Bumbles visit at Walking on Water Toys, and the fireworks brought to you by Service Credit Union and New Lloydminster Nissan on the Here Comes Santa Claus Facebook page, and the full list of activities is in your Meridian Source. So pick that up. There's a big full page of events that are happening. And we are excited at Here Comes Santa Claus to announce that not only will there be the magnificent Mark at Legacy DIY making those fantastic balloon animals for the kids, but also Sprinkles the Clown will be there as well. And you can also make a glass ornament with Hanka Divorce and Law and Mediation at Legacy DIY. So talk about a lot of fun stuff happening. You can check it all out for December the 3rd. It starts nice and early, 7 o'clock with the Kinsman and Sobeys pancake breakfast, and that ends the day with those fireworks. And the great thing about having fireworks in the winter, you don't have to stay up until 11 o'clock to watch them. You can still get the kids to bed on time. Tickets are once again available for the next edition of the Lloydminster Exhibition's Chase the Ace Draw. The jackpot started on Wednesday at $25,000. Now, change things up a little bit this year. There's some new rules that are happening with Chase the Ace. Ray Foy told us all about how they're changing things up, especially with e-transfers.
When you send us your money, it doesn't matter what security question you put on your e-transfer. You know, it could be, you know, what's the ticket for or whatever. But the answer has to be CTA 2023. So capital CTA, which is Chase the Ace.
Chase the Ace.
2023.
That has in the security answer.
Answer, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
For it to come through to us, okay? And then the other thing that's mandatory is an email address. So the email address is what gets your tickets back to you, okay?
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do is make sure that everybody gets their tickets. You know, where maybe last year your tickets were bought, but if there was no email address on there, we couldn't send you proof of that.
Right.
But your tickets were in the draw. This year, we will send you, you have to get your tickets back, right? So okay. If your email address, you know, isn't in there, so it's all on the website, but your name, your phone number, and your email address isn't in there, we'll actually have to decline that purchase. So.
Oh, and when you talk about, you know, you're starting at $25,000 here.
Yeah.
So, and buy them online, www.lloydex.
Yes.
So tickets for Chase the Ace are just $10, 3 for 25, 8 for 50, and 20 for 100. And Wednesday's draw starts at $26,871. Don't quote me on that. I'm using memory, and that is never a good thing when I'm doing it. But draws are always on Wednesday. You can check those out on Facebook as well. Watch the draws live. And once again, this year, you got 15 minutes to get down there and make that draw, or a proxy will do it for you. Kinsman Christmas trees are here. The Kinsman lot is back at Aztec Safety on Highway 16. You can stop in and get your Christmas tree. And when you buy your Christmas tree from the Lloydminster Kinsman, they put your dollars right back into the community and sponsor things like Here Comes Santa Claus, another great things that the Lloydminster Kinsmen do in our community. So you can stop in and see them Monday to Friday from noon to 9, Saturdays 9 to 9, and Sundays 10 to 6. Here's a brand new event that you're going to want to grab tickets for. We haven't even announced it yet, but it is going to sell out. They've got Quick Dick McDick and Jordan Pollard performing in Marsden at the Marsden Community Hall on February the 18th. Talk about a great Christmas gift. Talk about a great price. $40 for Quick Dick McDick and Jordan Pollard at the Marsden Community Hall, and they're going to use the proceeds from that event to go towards fixing up the washrooms at the Marsden Hall and other renovations at the hall. So that's going to be a really, really great event. And tickets are available right now. They're easy to find. Look it up on Facebook. And our friend Tracy Kurtz, who we have had on the show multiple times, has tickets and a way that you can go watch that show with either a group of 10, maybe a group of 2, or a group of 8. There are business tables available. Lloyd Minster's Gift to Health had raised $500,000 last year, and that I was so proud to be a part of, and I'm looking forward to be a part of again this year. Maybe not in as large a role, but I get to be a referee, and I get to host a little bit as well, so looking forward to that. Is happening on Tuesday, November the 29th at the Hoop Factory. And once again, you can watch online, but now that we don't have as many restrictions, Stephanie Monroe from the Health Foundation telling us that they would love to see you in person.
You want to know what we want to do this year? We want to incorporate as many people as we can to come down and have an interactive community event. So, you know, we're inviting the family, we're inviting friends, we're inviting anybody that wants to come and watch. It's open to anybody that wants to come and spectate. Yes, you can watch it via live stream, but we're encouraging people to, like, come down, enjoy some camaraderie, enjoy the community involvement. And so having 120 people step up to be part of that day, on top of the incorporation that we've done with the schools, is, you know, we've really have just a huge catchment. And that's what it was for us this year, was raising funds, but let's have fun doing it, and by having more community involvement.
Border Paws Animal Shelter is having a winter carnival at the Anglican Church. That's the church right across from the May Cinema 6 here in Lloydminster. Their winter carnival is this Saturday from noon to 5. They've got a lot of fun events planned. We talked to Nicole Terrio yesterday, and she was telling us there is going to be multiple events and games for the kids.
So it's going to be at the St. John's Anglican Church. It's going to run from 12 to 5. So, yeah, we're going to have local vendors. We are also going to have carnival games for kids, as well as glitter tattoos. And TJ's Pizza is sponsoring it. We're going to have pizza there as well.
Okay, the pizza is actually, like, what's the cost?
So we're going to sell pizza. It's going to be $5 for a pop and a slice of pizza. And then glitter tattoos, I believe it's $5. We've got some really cute ones. And then the games will be $1 to play. And there's no entry fee to get in. And we're also going to have amazing door prizes. There's no charge to enter that. And we've got great prizes. Sheepskin Loft actually is one of our awesome door prizes.
Oh, that's awesome. The petting zoo too.
Oh, yes, yes. How can I forget the petting zoo? So yes, we've got tons of adoptable animals right now. We've got rabbits, kittens, cats, dogs, puppies. So we are going to have an assortment of animals there for everyone to come and give some love to, and they will all be up for adoption.
They also have their jail and bail coming up. Now, if you want details on the Winter Carnival or on jail and bail, you can find them on Facebook. Their page is still under the Lloydminster and District SPCA. Now, speaking of animals, the House of Paws Dinner Theater is back in person this year, back in Kidscotty. I'm going to be one of your hosts on Friday night, December the 9th, and looking forward to that. You can get tickets for that for a great Christmas party or just a great time at House of Paws Theater at gmail.com. Just send them an email. They'll make sure you get your tickets, or you can stop in and see them at Mel's Hair Shop. They will get you tickets for an event that has been so important to this area. And we look forward to seeing Sunset Trail out in Kidscotty December 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're at the Lloyd Mall for Black Friday, and just having an absolute huge sale here at the Lloyd Mall with gift cards at a 10% addition. So your $100 is up to $110, your $200 up to $220. And whether you're going to give those gift cards or whether you're going to do some shopping with them yourselves to save you some money, you'll want to take advantage of that today. The Lloyd Mall open till 8 o'clock tonight, and you can find the admin office by Urban Plan it here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk about an event that's into its fourth year now and just keeps getting bigger and better. The Kiwanis Festival of Lights is back on Sunday at Kiwanis Park. All the details are next.
This isn't your typical runaway bride scene.
It's a Nissan sales event ad.
We'll be right back. Lincoln's RAV4 doesn't even have as many standard safety features as this Rogue. Love may be forever, but these offers are not.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more, made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
In Touch Massage in downtown Lloydminster can help with stress and overall health. For those daily aches and pains, muscle disorders, mental wellness, and relaxation, try In Touch Massage. Working with other health providers, Artis and her team will work to enhance your overall well-being and get you mobile again. From anxiety to whiplash and more, trust In Touch Massage in Lloydminster, and direct billing is available. For local massage therapy that offers more than 60 years combined experience and gives back to their community, call In Touch Massage, 780-871.
Lloydminster and area have been hit with a massive snowfall. Officials are warning people to bundle up and keep warm.
Looking to stay warm this winter? Welcome to the warmth of sheepskin.
Looking for warmth? Looking for softness? Looking for comfort? We have ideas for you and your whole family. Visit Sheepskin Loft for friendly service, unique gifts, and natural footwear.
Sheepskin Loft, because we care.
Shop in-store or online, sheepskinloft.com.
November 26, one night only, the toughest sport on dirt returns to Lloydminster.
The PBR Winter Classic.
The best 8 seconds in sports. Don't miss out on the night of thrills and excitement, followed by the PBR Cabaret. The PBR Winter Classic returns to Lloydminster November 26th, presented by Scorpion Oilfield, 3D bull riding, and the Lloydminster Exhibition. Buy your tickets now online at lloydex.com or 306-825-5571.
It is the biggest shopping day of the year, Black Friday, and we are here at the Lloyd Mall with some huge, huge deals. If you're looking to save some money and do some Christmas shopping today, you can do that. If you're looking to stretch your dollar, you can do that today because they're adding an additional 10% to your gift card purchases. So your $100 is now $110. Your $200 is now $220. Your $300, $330. Do I need to keep going? I think you get the picture, right up to $1,000. Then you've got great stores like Boathouse with Black Friday select styles up to 50% off the original price. All red tag product, take an additional 20% off the last ticketed price. Go see our buddy Arnie at Calendar Club. Black Friday today, you buy two calendars, you get the third free. All games and toys, 25% off. And Arnie's running that at the Calendar Club through the weekend. Eclipse has Black Friday deals. We talked about that. 20% off everything, 30% off all jeans. Kohl's, their Black Friday sale means everything from the season's hottest books, winter fashion, accessories, home decor, and more are on sale. Plus, members save up to 40% with their discount. All shoppers save up to 30% off, and that's today, tomorrow, and through Sunday. Paris Jewelers, Black Friday sale, up to 70% off store-wide, and they open up this morning to a big lineup with their door crashers. Well, there will be a lineup at the Kiwanis Park on Sunday because these two ladies that are joining me now, we have Vera Gallant and we have Debbie Schultz, the president of the Kiwanis Club, joining us, have done a magnificent job transforming Kiwanis Park in the winter to a Christmas winter wonderland. So, ladies, thanks for being here. Vera was telling me this is the quietest she has ever been. Do you agree with that, Debbie?
Absolutely.
You.
It's very hard for me to stay quiet, so thank you for having us, Kurt.
Well, I'm excited because I remember that I was at the first Kiwanis Park lighting and how wonderful it was to have something new coming to our city. You know, and not only have you made it new, but you have made it bigger and better every year. So tell us where this idea to transform Kiwanis Park into a Christmas winter wonderland came from. I mean, you've already got the park. There's plenty of Christmas lights, I suppose, to look at. Why go the extra step? Vera, we gotta let you talk, because you're gonna burst if you don't.
Thank you. Guess what? 4 years ago, I was driving past Airdrie, and I saw a park there that was totally lit up. 5 minutes later, I thought, why can't we do that in Lloyd at our Kiwanis Park? So I came back to the club, and I said, guess what we're doing? We are going to decorate our park for Christmas. So that's how it all started. And they really didn't have a choice.
She didn't ask. You got voluntold.
That's right.
Okay, who goes up and sets all these lights up? Like, that's a lot of work.
You know,
and when do you start?
We are so fortunate to live in this community. We have wonderful business people who jump right in. ATCO Electric has helped us from day one. Condro Electric has helped us from day one. They're the ones that decorate the trees. They put the lights in the trees for us. This year, Signs and More jumped on board and spent 2.5 days decorating. We actually started decorating in September because we were privileged to have two gentlemen who work for the city of Red Deer come down and help us and show us how trees should be decorated. Now, that's another story. A year ago, I was in Red Deer and walked through this Red Deer City Hall Park. And oh my God, it was so beautiful. So I said, I've got to meet the people that do this. And guess what? Was it long before I did?
So they come down, they spend a couple of days showing you guys, hey, this is how to do it. This is what you do. What have you added this year? Can you tell us? Or like, I know it's hard to say, well, you know, come out and see for yourself, and everybody will. But how do you grow it?
This year we added new lights to the trees. So we have, I believe there's 6 trees that are decorated, different colors, which is new. In the past we've had only clear lights. We've added a whole lot more decor. So the community will be pleasantly surprised. I'm very, very excited about what we've done, and I'm sure the city of Lloyd will be as well.
Tell us about launch night. Tell us what happens on Sunday.
Okay, we will be serving hot chocolate, thanks to Tim Hortons, and cookies, thanks to Co-op, and I believe Superstore will be donating some cookies to us. So we will begin probably around 3:30 is my guess. Speeches will start at 4:15, and the official lighting ceremony will take place at 4:45. Hopefully by then it's dark enough where you get the full effect.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Kiwanis Club, tell us a little bit more about the Kiwanis Club and their initiatives. Particularly, I know the Kiwanis is focused on children. This certainly attends to that, doesn't it?
Debbie, did you want to speak?
You go ahead, Vera.
Yeah, you're so good at it, Vera.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Kiwanis. Everything we do is for kids. And the park
Everything is for kids.
You know, for families. And the response that we've had from some of the families that I've talked to personally, you know, really touched my heart and brought me to tears. But some of the things we do, lately we've had several requests for iPads and apps for nonverbal children. The most recent, just a few weeks ago, we were able to help a little boy who needed hearing aids. So I just got word that he's received his hearing aids, and I am really hoping, I've invited him to come to the park on Sunday and maybe even have him participate in turning on the lights.
Who watches the park for you? Like, you ever worry about vandalism or anything like that? Or do you have somebody like who wants to vandalize a park that beautiful? But there are idiots in the world.
You know what? That was a concern that the club would bring up to me, and I have just really felt strongly that nobody's going to vandalize our park. God looks after it for us.
3 years, you haven't had anything?
We have no problems whatsoever.
Do you know how many lights you got out there?
I have to figure that out before Sunday.
Okay, all right. But you guys do add lights each and every year. And do you go solicit, or is it people just saying to you, like, hey, I wanna take part in this?
No, I love fundraising, and I love going to talk to businesses and asking, bumming for money. I love it. And businesses are just so awesome. Hardly anybody says no. All the funds come from the community.
And somebody's got to pay for that power too, right?
Somebody does, but don't ask me who, because I have no idea. I know it's not us.
They're all LED lights that use less power, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Anything I'm forgetting to ask, ladies, about the park and lighten up the park?
Not that I can think of. Let's see, I'm just really excited. This was funny. We had a meeting on Monday night, and during the day we were at the park, and we were blowing breakers left and right. So I said, what's the problem? And the guy said to me, you buy too much stuff. We don't have enough power. And I said, no. ATCO said we'll have tons of power, so that can't be the problem. Well, guess what? I called ATCO. Thank you, Perry. He came out. Condro Electric came out. They found the problem. And at the meeting, I said, you know what? Home Depot has this huge deer. We really need this deer in the park. And they said, absolutely not. Don't you dare get another ornament. I couldn't resist. Last night, I went down to Home Depot. I felt like a poacher. We put this huge deer into my van. And this morning, I called Debbie, help. We have to get this deer to the park before anybody sees us. Anybody from the club, that is. So, it's a whole lot of fun and really exciting for me.
Stays up right till New Year's?
Actually, I'm hoping it'll stay up till January the 7th.
Okay.
That's my hope.
Okay. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. And look forward to seeing you on Sunday night out at the Kiwanis Park.
Thank you so much for having us, Kurt. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Jerry Frank, and we're going to talk about more Christmas lights. And you talk about a guy who knows a thing or two about blowing breakers. We'll talk to Jerry a little bit about that as well. In just a moment, hear from the Black Friday sale at the Lloyd Mall.
It took a lot of hard work to get here, but our beginnings were never humble. We always gave our all to any obstacle that crossed our path. We overcame even the toughest mountains without letting anything stop us. We pushed ourselves through every terrain just to see how far we could go. Our beginnings got us here, but it's thrill that drives us forward to discover what else is possible. This is the new Nissan.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering Smokies. Pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
In Touch Massage in downtown Lloydminster can help with stress and overall health. For those daily aches and pains, muscle disorders, mental wellness, and relaxation, try In Touch Massage. Working with other health providers, Artis and her team will work to enhance your overall well-being and get you mobile again. From anxiety to whiplash and more, trust In Touch Massage in Lloydminster, and direct billing is available. For local massage therapy that offers more than 60 years combined experience and gives back to their community, call In Touch Massage, 780-871.
PWM Steel in Lloydminster is the key supplier and largest indoor inventory of steel between Edmonton and Saskatoon. Locally owned, PWM Steel offers a wide range of services from steel cutting and bending to custom sign and powder coating. PWM Steel uses aluminum products as well as new and recycled steel. Key supplier of steel products and services since 1982. Visit their website at pwmsteel.com.
Hi, it's Kalina from Sheepskin Loft. Visit the Feel Good Store, where wellness, comfort, and style align. If you have foot, leg, or back pain, Vionic Footwear can help you with OrthoHeal technology. The built-in arch support can be found in every pair of sandals, slippers, sneakers, runners, heels, flats, and more. We carry unique gifts and natural footwear for everyone, from babies to adults. We also have a nice selection of cotton pajamas and robes. Visit our store in Lloydminster, just east of the Esso truck stop, or shop online and we'll ship to you. Sheepskinloft.com, because we care.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
Big deals, big savings here at the Lloyd Mall. Today it is Black Friday, and one of the best deals is turning your money into bigger money. You stop in at the Lloyd Mall at their admin office down by Urban Planet. You can turn your $100 into a $110 Lloyd Mall gift card. Your $200 gift card becomes a $220 gift card, right up to $1,000. And you could spend those gift cards, of course, yourself and save a lot of money doing that on Christmas presents. Or of course you can shop today as well. Places throughout the mall have huge deals. The Hair Den, their Black Friday deal is on a product that is super hot. Their hot tools are 20% off. Even I know about hot tools. Below the belt, 20% off throughout the store. Beneath and Saks underwear are at BOGO. That's buy one, get one, 50% off that second pair. Warehouse One, Black Friday, 40% off the entire store. Ricky's is the same way, 40% off the entire store. We've got Bath and Body Works. Black Friday today means buy three, get three free. Some products are exempt, but great deals throughout the Lloyd Mall today. Take advantage of the 10% addition to those gift cards Black Friday. And check out the Lloyd Mall on Facebook as well, because many of the deals that you'll find today are priced today and some throughout the weekend, but not all. All right, let's bring in Jerry Frank, who last year at this time was renovating my bathroom. I think about that. I'd come home and Jerry would have, he'd swept my driveway for me. And so not only, I don't know how much I got charged for that. I have to look at the bill. My debit card was laying on the street. Mm-hmm. And Jerry found
it. It was on your driveway.
But was it? Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Well, if you hadn't been shoveling, you might not have found it. But Jerry did an awesome job on our bathroom. And we often talk, Heather and I often say, we didn't do enough to tell people. We should have done a Google review or something, because the job that Jerry did on our bathroom was amazing. You should see the Christmas lights in it. No. But Jerry is the guy behind the, his family takes a big part, mm-hmm. a big role in it as
big
well.
Part, yep.
But Jerry is the guy behind the lights and sounds of Christmas House. And you got your launch coming up on Saturday. Mm-hmm. First off, though, let's tell people where it is. You're the only guy who wants to come on the show and tell people where he lives. Did you know that? You're the only guy who goes, yeah, come on over to the house.
Yeah, well, it actually works really good for when we have deliveries. Because we just tell them, just bring it to the Christmas House and everybody knows where we are.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah. But we're at 5704 30th Street. So we're right close to Bishop Lloyd School, kind of between Bishop Lloyd and the Bud Miller Park.
It's tradition to go over and view the lights and sounds of Christmas House throughout the entire Christmas season and watch the show. And tell us what you have got planned for Saturday night.
Saturday night is our big kickoff, and so we've got Big Brothers Big Sisters are coming out to help volunteer and help kind of just take care of everything for us. Buster's Pizza is going to bring a bunch of pizzas over for us to give out to everybody who's there. We also have cookies and treats from Safeway, and of course there'll be hot chocolate and candy canes and all that as well. And then at 7 o'clock the lights come on. And
How long does it take you to put all those lights up, Jerry? I mean, like we talked to the Kiwanis Club, and they've got like ADCO out there and signs and more and stuff. It's you. It's you and your family.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like it takes 3 years to set it up, but I think 1 year we figured it out. It's probably about 300 man hours, give or take, and everything. So we're always looking for better and faster ways of doing things, but you always get something that messes you up or takes longer or something like that. So no matter what you do, it takes a while.
Well, I had mentioned, you know, we have a guy that coming on that knows something about breakers and blowing breakers and stuff like that. You ever have that trouble or?
Not so much breakers. I always have problems with the technology side of things.
Well, you have a fancy show. Like you have dancing Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you know, it takes some work to get those things in sync. And it always amazes me when I watch the mouths on them, how they actually look like they're singing the words.
That takes me many hours to sit at home and myself. And it's just, that's how I have to do it.
You do, really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
There is a program that I can get that I have to upgrade my system to that will actually, if I just say the words into a thing, it'll translate it and do it. But for the way I'm doing it right now, no, it's pretty much, I have to visualize myself what I'm doing to say the words, and then I plug it in accordingly.
Okay, every year you add more lights. What have you added this year?
I don't know if we added anything in the
front. Well, I know you got some help from Canadian Tire, right?
We did, yes. This year Canadian Tire has partnered with us, and so they've helped us with some of the displays in the backyard and everything, and with some replacements and stuff like that. So
yeah, like you take the backyard, like, oh, it's just the backyard. There's this TV show, The Grinch, playing back there.
You have that
back again this year?
Yep.
That's cool. I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's fun.
It adds.
It is. It's a neat little trick, and I'm always watching for ideas of what can I do to enhance the show. And so, like, for people who have been watching the show since we first started and come back every year, they'll have seen a migration to the RGB type lights that do all kinds of colors and everything like that, and so what that allows me to do is do so much more with the lights and have less lights. Like I think at our highest point, the front yard show at one point had about 50,000 lights. And I've probably taken that down to less than 20,000.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know that. There's no way you could tell that.
Yeah. But it's just different ways of doing things and everything. So it chops it way down.
Okay, one of my favorite things is the light pole. Do you do that again this year?
The light pole?
The light pole.
Out front?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I don't know. There's just something about it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it must take me back to childhood or something like that. I don't know. It's simple, but it just, you know, I love watching that pole.
I don't know what I'm going to do when those lights finally die and burn out and stuff. But.
You leave them up all year?
I have a couple times, yep.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of, like, you mentioned Musgrave Agencies helps you out because you've got to have somewhere to store this stuff.
Yep, they've supplied us with a C-can that we're very, very grateful for.
You only need one?
Yes. Well, you should see it when it's packed. But, I mean, I also have I have three sheds in the backyard, two and a half of which are pretty much dedicated to Christmas, so.
Well, I used to work at Canadian Tire. I know how much you can keep in a C-can.
Yeah.
You stack it properly. You get a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, I built some shelves and everything like that. We have stuff hanging from the hooks on the side and the ceiling. And, oh, yeah, we have everything in there. It's just it's tight.
You're collecting donations again this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're continuing to support again this year Big Brothers Big Sisters. We've really enjoyed our partnership with them over the years and everything. So they're our feature donation one this year. As well, we're going to be supporting the Gift of Christmas and the Christmas Wish and everything. So
awesome.
We just want to, you know, kind of help those ones out and stuff. And there's we're taking a very serious look at this year also of including the food bank into that, because my wife works with the Salvation Army in the food bank area, and donations have been way down this year. And so the food bank definitely does need a lot of help.
So donations are down and need is up.
And need is way up, yeah.
Well, not a good combination.
Not a good combination and stuff. So we're definitely looking at funneling some of the funds that come in towards that as well.
Good for you guys. Is that why you do this, Jerry? Is that why you do it?
I don't know why I do it some days. Mostly it's just to, you know, just to share the Christmas spirit. And, you know, it's just become so much of a tradition, you know, and stuff. Because we were actually looking at it the other day and we were trying to figure out, was this year number 10 or not and everything. And we actually figured it out that we screwed up and this is actually year number 11.
So you didn't have the big year
10? We didn't have a big 10, no. Yeah. So it's just 11 this year and stuff. So maybe we'll do something big for 15.
Oh, that's awesome.
And everything. But yeah, we look back at it and we started in 2012. And so, of course, we think, okay, 2022, that's 10 years. No, because you count the first one. Right. And so this is actually year 11. So it's just like, darn it, missed it.
Yeah.
But with COVID last year and everything still, it was just kind of a mess.
Yeah, you could have just said, hey, everybody, 10.
Yeah.
You're too honest.
Yeah.
Who would have questioned you?
Yeah.
Are you just a big kid, too? Like, do you love Christmas?
At times, yeah. I do enjoy Christmas and everything like that. And my wife always gives me a hard time because she's, anytime I get into a new project or hobby or something like that, I never do anything halfway. As you can tell.
Well, my bathroom, I can attest to that. I mean, like, I have tile in my bathroom.
There you go.
I have a nice looking bathroom.
Turned out pretty good after
my bathroom in the basement is the nicest looking bathroom in the whole house. And anybody who comes to visit gets to use it. I never do. So. But so you're doing Saturday night.
Yep.
But you're also doing Sunday night, too. Like you're doing.
Yeah, starting Saturday night. Saturday night starts at 7 o'clock, so people can come anytime, like after about 6:30 or so. And then the show will run from 7 to 10 on Saturday night. And then after that, every night from 5 to 10, right through till January 6th. So I think that's Ukrainian Christmas Eve, I believe it is. So.
You got the radio station blaring there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a message, please... help our neighbors out too. Be courteous to our neighbors.
Be nice to our neighbors. because they, I mean, our neighbors are very gracious and everything like that. And are, you know, a lot of them are in very, very high support of what we do and everything. And so we appreciate that. And we want to make it as convenient for the ones that are especially close to where we are. You know, so we don't want people blocking their driveways or things like that and everything. So it works out good.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock is when they come on. So be there a little bit early, just in case.
Awesome. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you so much.
We will take a break, and we'll come back and wrap up here from the Lloyd Mall.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan credit union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin, rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned, it's only going to get better.
November 26, one night only, the toughest sport on dirt returns to Lloydminster, the PBR Winter Classic. The best 8 seconds in sports. Don't miss out on the night of thrills and excitement, followed by the PBR Cabaret. The PBR Winter Classic returns to Lloydminster November 26th, presented by Scorpion Oilfield, 3D bull riding, and the Lloydminster Exhibition. Buy your tickets now online at lloydex.com or 306-825-5571.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
In Touch Massage in downtown Lloydminster can help with stress and overall health. For those daily aches and pains, muscle disorders, mental wellness, and relaxation, try In Touch Massage. Working with other health providers, Artis and her team will work to enhance your overall well-being and get you mobile again. From anxiety to whiplash and more, trust In Touch Massage in Lloydminster, and direct billing is available. For local massage therapy that offers more than 60 years combined experience and gives back to their community, call In Touch Massage, 780-871-0977.
Lloydminster and area have been hit with a massive snowfall. Officials are warning people to bundle up and keep warm.
Looking to stay warm this winter? Welcome to the warmth of sheepskin.
Looking for warmth? Looking for softness? Looking for comfort? We have ideas for you and your whole family. Visit Sheepskin Loft for friendly service, unique gifts, and natural footwear.
Sheepskin Loft, because we care.
Shop in-store or online, sheepskinloft.com.
Well, we want to say thank you to the Lloyd Mall for having us here again for Black Friday. A reminder that a lot of the deals throughout the mall are happening throughout the weekend. Not all of them, but some of them are. And there are incredible savings throughout the Lloyd Mall. This is the biggest shopping day of the year across North America. And it has really become popular in Canada. And Lloyd Mall is back to doing their 10% gift cards. So when you buy a gift certificate, you get more out of it, whether you're going to spend that gift certificate yourself or whether you are going to give that gift certificate to a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a loved one. Your $100 turns into $110. Your $200 turns into $220. All you got to do is stop in and see the admin staff, and they are located by Urban Planet. You can do that right up to 1,000 is the maximum that you can do. So Lloyd Mall has many, many great deals going on throughout. You can find them on Facebook. We've gone through a lot of the deals, and like I say, a lot of them are happening not only today, but throughout the weekend, but not all of them are through the weekend as well. You take a look at some of these savings, like 40% off at Ricky's, off everything. Warehouse One, Black Friday, 40% off the entire store. Some absolutely tremendous deals here at the Lloyd Mall. Now, we're going to be back at the new Lloydminster Nissan on Tuesday, and we're going to be talking to Strathcona Resources President and CEO Rob Morgan. If you recognize that name, it's because Rob is from Lloydminster, and he was here for the oil show. He did a fireside chat with the mayor and David Yeager. And so myself and Tracy Kay will talk to Rob about his time in Lloydminster and where he believes oil is headed. And he was very positive about that when he was here in Lloydminster. So we hope you can join us on Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock, from the new Lloydminster Nissan. And yes, get out there and do your shopping today for Christmas, and stop in here at the Lloyd Mall, where Black Friday deals, and the mall is open until 8 o'clock tonight, noon to 5 on Sunday. I want to make sure I get this right. I believe it is 10 to 6 on Saturday. You betcha, 10 to 6 on Saturday. Talk to you on Tuesday.